When we came, these were the only two antique pieces of furniture in the room, this pair of card tables. And as we hate to change, we decided that we would let them dictate the style of the room.
That's Jackie Kennedy there giving her famous televised White House tour in 1962. Now, first ladies really don't sound much like that anymore. And in many ways, they don't act like the patrician, high-style Jackie Kennedy anymore either. Nancy Reagan, powerful behind the scenes. Hillary Clinton, wielding real policy and political power. Michelle Obama, mastering modern media. The office of the first lady has changed a lot since 1962. And it's about to change a lot more. Melania Trump will be First Lady on January 20th, but attention has turned to Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who's expected to fill at least some of the roles typically reserved for the First Lady. We know that at least for the start of Donald Trump's term, Melania will be staying back in New York so that their 10-year-old son, Barron, can finish out his school year. Meanwhile, 35-year-old Ivanka Trump has asserted herself into her father's presidential transition, arranging and attending meetings with foreign leaders and real estate developers.
She's reportedly looking at houses in Washington. She's talking, you know, there have been reports that she's going to have offices in the East Wing. She's brokering meetings between her father and former Vice President Al Gore, Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, she is a power player.
Kate Anderson Brower is author of The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House and First Ladies. And she says that this isn't the first time in American history that a daughter will take on what Americans typically think of as First Lady responsibilities.
She's also said to be, you know, a fill-in for Melania Trump, who is going to be in New York for the first several months. So there were four presidents who came into the White House as widows, and they had their daughters, their daughter-in-laws, their nieces fill in as first lady. It does not have to be the president's wife, but it's what we're used to.
And what about Melania herself? What do we know about her style, her concerns, her comfort with public speaking, for that matter, that would fit into however much of this first lady role she chooses to take on?
I think Ivanka Trump is actually better suited to this position. She's clearly more comfortable in front of the camera. Melania, she spoke only twice on the campaign trail, and once was at the Republican convention, where that was a rather embarrassing situation for the campaign, that she had cribbed some parts of Michelle Obama's speech unknowingly. So I think that this is going to be a difficult thing for Melania Trump. She even told Donald Trump in his own words, she said, you know, why do you want to do this? I think we have such a great life. You know, to me, it would almost be better to have someone like Ivanka fill parts of that role if Melania really is not happy about it or interested in doing it, because it's a lot of work. You know, it's not only looking at China patterns, it's being an official hostess. There are countless, you know, holiday parties, the Easter egg roll. And then also there's that moral component. It's going to Walter Reed and visiting wounded soldiers. It's something that you have to want to do and embrace. And I think we have yet to see if she wants to do that, because she's not comfortable. She has to develop some thick skin in this position. And that's going to be a hard and difficult road for her, because clearly she takes these personal things that are said about her that are incorrect, which is obviously wrong to write and slander someone in that way. But I think you really have to develop skin as thick as a rhinoceros, as Eleanor Roosevelt used to say and Hillary Clinton used to say. You cannot let this stuff get to you. And I think the verdict is out on whether or not she can let some of this stuff slide.
You know, Kate Anderson Brower, you mentioned the antiquated nature of the office of First Lady. The social function is important. The convening function, the symbolism of the office is important, but it's unpaid. And a lot of people have been arguing in the last couple of years that it's inherently sexist. And maybe if Ivanka Trump is going to voluntarily take over the job, even if she's not paid for it, it may serve to professionalize a job that really should be.
I think it's an interesting point. I think, you know, it has not kept up with the changing roles of American women, right? And you're right that these women are expected to kind of stand next to their husbands and serve as hostesses. And that's not what we expect of women today necessarily. There is really no freedom there. I think it's an interesting position because I don't know how you redefine a role that has never been defined in the first place. It's never been delineated anywhere. There's nothing in the Constitution about it. I don't think the American people want to see a first lady who is involved in their husband's administration as far as policy goes. Maybe Ivanka will kind of help redefine this role that has never had any definition really in the first place.
But in terms of policy, Kate, I mean, with Ivanka, we're already there. The transition and the administration coming in is already casting her in a policy role, quite apart from what you're saying about the role of First Lady that people have been uncomfortable with in the past.
I think this White House is unlike anything we've ever seen before, right? I mean, Trump's campaign was unlike anything we've seen before. So I don't know how history is going to interpret this because it is happening, as you say, as we speak. I don't know, and I don't think that people are comfortable with these conflicts of interest. And I think that that is going to remain a big issue for them. It remains to be seen whether Ivanka Trump can actually pull this off, right? Can she really have an office in the East Wing? Can her husband, Jared Kushner, have an office in the West Wing? And really, will that affect her father in a very, very bad way?
On the other hand, the other new part of this phenomenon, Kate Anderson Brower, is somebody taking on at least some of the functions of First Lady by choice, purely. Ivanka Trump is not the spouse of the president. She's not required to do any of this. She seems to want to do it. And that's a completely new wrinkle on what this office has always been.
You can look at it one way. It's kind of nice to have somebody in that role who actually wants to be there instead of being dragged into it. But yes, there is a point where you can't have everything. And I think that Ivanka Trump is going to soon find out that, you know, being the first lady and being a policy advisor, she has three children herself. I'm not sure how she's going to kind of juggle all this, but it's fascinating to watch.
She could also be a valuable, lethal public relations asset to her father, couldn't she? I mean, Emily Nussbaum in The New Yorker described what she called Ivanka Trump's weaponized graciousness, her ability to smile and appear friendly and nice in a way that contrasts beautifully with some of the uglier aspects, frankly, of her father's personality and public persona.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's so controlled. I mean, I think it's remarkable that here we had, you know, a former vice president of the United States who arguably, some would say, won the election in 2000, Al Gore, go to meet with Ivanka Trump in Trump Tower and not know. I mean, I've been told that he didn't think he was getting a meeting with the president-elect. And the fact that he would, you know, a former vice president would meet with a president's daughter about policy, about climate change, this shows that she is incredibly smart. And she brokered the eventual meeting between Gore and Trump. And she's facilitating these meetings. And I think you're right. There's kind of a cool, calm to her. Her feathers are never ruffled. She has a lot of friends who are Democrats, and that could be a tremendous asset to him, absolutely.
Kate Anderson Brower is an expert on the East Wing. She's author of The Residence and First Women. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.